Proclamation number 6524 of 17th of April, 1956. Earthly work and toil before the end. Everything points to the end. And no matter how hard you humans try to increase earthly prosperity, no matter how hard you work at building up earthly material works, you only create for a short duration and nothing of what you created will last for long. For the time has come when an end is put to the earth with all its creations and all its inhabitants. And even if you humans want to dispute it again and again, even if your will and your thinking resist accepting it as truth, you cannot destroy my plan, and as it has been determined since eternity, so everything will also come to pass. Nevertheless, I will not keep you humans from your work if only you do not allow this to become the purpose of your life but first think of your soul so that you do not make it suffer privations as a result of too eager material activity. For the day of the end is secret to you. You can still do much service for your fellow human beings. As soon as you ask for my blessing for this, every earthly activity can have a spiritual effect. Moreover, you can also help the still-bound spiritual to be of service, and the more obvious the possibility of service becomes in the works you create, the more blessing will rest on it, because everything spiritual shall still mature before the end has come. Yet in many cases people only use all of their strength to increase mammon and make themselves its slaves. Then they are obviously working for my adversary and on his behalf. Then neither love nor the will to help fellow human beings is apparent. It is rather a case of taking advantage of fellow human beings and also often endangering their lives. You humans should certainly not give yourselves over to idleness. You certainly should use your vitality and not let it lie idle. But you should always think of your actual purpose of life first, then nothing you undertake will become a danger for you. But the end will come irrevocably. Therefore, in everything you do, remember this serious admonition and warning of mine, and do not chain yourselves too strongly to matter but seek to detach yourselves from it, even if you still have to work in the world. Your innermost attitude will always be decisive as to whether you become master over matter or let yourselves be ruled by it. Considering the forthcoming end, you should always give account to yourselves and practice strict self-criticism. You should not live as if everything will continue but always consider the imminent end. But nevertheless be active. For if love determines your actions and thoughts, then all works which you make arise will be blessed by me. But where love is lacking, where purely earthly planning and activity takes place, my adversary's places will be erected, even if it is apparently intended to serve people's salvation. Bear in mind that I can only bless what serves noble purposes and that I myself am not deceived. For only then can matter still mature, and the short period until the end can offer the spiritual substances contained in it an opportunity to take abode on the new earth in lighter external forms and to progress more quickly in their development. My plan has been fixed since eternity. You, too, can plan, yet you should adapt to my will as far as possible and thus, as it were, still support everything spiritual and free yourselves from the desire for the world and its goods. Then everything you undertake will be blessed, and the short period until the end will be used in my will. Amen.